Good morning, everyone. We're celebrating the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our pastor, Father Ramon Valera, is our presider.
Good morning. This is a special Sunday for all of us. We are gathered here in the midst of our catechists. This is Catechetical Sunday, and we are going to commission our catechists both in our school here and our religious education. They are here to proclaim also their faith in God, that through them, through words, teachings, and even music, we are able to teach the faith to our people. So we begin our celebration in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace and peace of God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. God's mercy is tremendous and even amazing. Many of us sometimes tend to forget how much and how great and how we have been forgiven by the Lord. And that's the basis why we forgive one another. Every Mass that we celebrate begins with what we call the penitential rite. Penitential rite refers to how sinful we have been, but we have been forgiven by God. So for a few moments of silence, let us ask God's mercy and pardon. Let us pray. Look upon us, O God, creator and ruler of all things, that we may find the working of your mercy. Grant that we may serve you with all our heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full." Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized one of his fellow servants and started to choke him, demanding, "Pay back what you owe." Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back." But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?" Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One question, but it can be answered in varied ways or many ways. That Peter asked Jesus, "If my brother or my sister sins against me, how many times do I have to forgive?" Before I go farther, may I ask you, have you ever forgiven someone? Yes? Was it easy? I did. It wasn't easy. I tell you the truth. And yet, Jesus is confronted by Peter. Remember, last Sunday, we said love is the fulfillment of the law. And if we love one another, we have fulfilled the law. That's the background why Peter went to Jesus and said, "If my brother sins against me, how many times do I have to forgive?" Peter was thinking, maybe I could show off by saying, seven times? In the New Testament, seven was a perfect number. You can bet on it and you will win. Seven. So he says, seven times? Jesus says, no. I don't want you to start counting. Jesus is asking us to stop counting. Because when we forgive, it was written up here earlier where it says, unless you forgive from your heart, it's not forgiveness at all. Forgiving is not a ceremonial way of doing. A lot of people come to me and say, "Father Ramon, I have forgiven already. Why do I still feel like this?" I wrote some reasons here why it's difficult to forgive. I have at least about 6 points. And if you are touched by one of them, just keep quiet. Keep it into your heart. Some of the reasons why it's so difficult to forgive, and sometimes we don't forgive at all. The first one is we fail to appreciate, celebrate our own forgiveness. I said earlier, at the beginning of Mass, we say, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison. What does that mean? Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, forgive me. That's the beginning of the celebration. We fail to appreciate we have been forgiven. We find that in the gospel. That servant was not only forgiven, his whole loan was erased. And then he comes out, finds another fellow servant. Did he appreciate how he was forgiven? No, because he choked to death the servant. Brothers and sisters, shape how we have been forgiven. We will never forgive one another. Secondly, we do not know how to be grateful to God's forgiveness of sins. I tell you, unless we truly are grateful to God who has forgiven us first, we will only see what the book of Sirach is saying to us. Saying, wrath and anger are hateful things, but the sinner hugs them tight. Brothers and sisters, we ask ourselves, what is closest to our hearts? Is it only the people we love? Or the closest to our hearts, the people who hurt us? So that every time you see that face, you'd say, I don't want to see your face anymore. And then your blood starts to boil. Hopefully you don't have a heart attack. Your blood boils because you see a person who has wronged you. How grateful are we to God's mercy? Number three, we fail to recognize the amazing love that God has shown to us in Christ. The book of Sirach is telling us, which one should we hug? The sinner or the sin? Definitely the sinner. Because the sinner is just like us. They have committed a mistake. Don't you think you will also make a mistake? Of course. That's the reason why you hug the person, but you hate the sin. What did Jesus say to that adulterous woman who was brought for everyone else and she was supposed to be stoned to death? Jesus approaches her and says, is there no one to accuse you? And the woman says, no one, sir. And Jesus says, not will I accuse you. Go, sin no more. Brothers and sisters, it is the person that we hug. Let us not hug the sins or the mistakes that people have done. Let us not put memory on those. Those are the ones we are supposed to, in the words of computers, delete. You know? It's so easy to delete in the computer, you know? You have that icon of basket right on the, either the left or the right. Usually I put it right in the center, so that it's easy for me to bring them there. Sometimes there are files you cannot delete, isn't it? Sometimes it's not easy. Brothers and sisters, delete the sin, embrace the person. And how we have been embraced by God. God has embraced us. He has forgiven us of our sins. And the next one is, when we forgive others who hurt us, we God's forgiving love. What is that line in our Father? Say it with me. Forgive us. You said it yourself. Didn't say it. And how many times we pray that prayer? And it's sometimes we call it the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. It's only when we are able to realize how much we have been forgiven. Because that's God's forgiving love. What is required in forgiving is unlimited. No counting. Sometimes we say, I forgive you. Next time, be careful. No. 7 times? No. 7 times seven times? No, it's unlimited. The more you forgive one another, the more you love other. Do you believe that? It's truly. As a matter of fact, as I said earlier, it's never easy to love. Is it easy to love? Because love means never having to say that you're sorry. That's a song. I prepared it to sing it for you, but there's no time. Unlimited forgiveness. And finally, we are, if we are to be a true channel of the Lord's love, then we have to allow ourselves to be that forgiving love. Brothers and sisters, forgiveness is that which links us to one another. We know that sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we practically destroy our relationships. But unless we know how to forgive one another, then we will be able to see the love of God. It's that love of God that this catechist that I'm going to call forward to stand up are teaching not only our children, but teaching all of us in our parish community. So at this time, may I call upon our catechist from our Catholic school here and our religious education to please stand up. Would you please turn around so they can see your faces? Please memorize these faces, brothers and sisters. Because on this day that we are celebrating Catechetical Sunday, it is that urgency of Christ calling them forth to become witnesses of Him as they teach our children and our students and everyone else in our community through the gospel values that Jesus has entrusted to each and every one of them. The pastoral activity of the church, the cooperation of a great many people, is needed so that communities as well as individuals may advance to full maturity in faith and continually grow forth their faith to the celebration of the liturgy through study and to their manner of life. This cooperation is provided by those who devote themselves to catechists, enlightened by God's word and the teaching of the church. Catechists impart to others an initiation or a deeper formation in those realities that they themselves have learned as truths to be followed in living and to be celebrated in liturgy. In this celebration, we will bless the name of the Lord by giving us such co-workers and pray that through the Holy Spirit, they will receive the grace they need in their service to the church. I know this, we also have Bible study. Would you please stand? You are part of a catechist. Dearly beloved catechists, are you willing to serve as catechists in our community? I think you can do better than that. Are you willing to exercise the ministry of catechesis?
Yes.
May God help you to be good stewards to what has been entrusted to you, and may you receive the grace you need for your service. And now we ask and I invite everyone else who are here to please raise your hands and we bless our catechists. Lord God, source of all wisdom and knowledge, you sent your Son Jesus to live among us and to proclaim his message of faith, hope, and love to all nations. In your goodness, bless our brothers and sisters who have offered themselves as catechists for your church. Strengthen them with your gifts that they may teach by word and by example the truth that comes from you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. May the working of this heavenly gift, O Lord, we pray, take possession of our minds and bodies so that its effects and not our own desires may always prevail in us through Christ our Lord. Please be seated for a moment. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.